Very good morning to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is the 7th of March, 2015. So it is also the briefing for our Cameron Highland retreat. So we have to call the meeting half an hour earlier because some of the Kayamita may need to leave early, especially Yun Chan. So I'll get her to brief you all on the logistics, together with Sui An, Joyce, Sui An. There's a group of Kayamita who has helped out. They are the working committee for this Cameron Highland retreat. So every year is more or less the same. So I will hand over the mic to Sister Yun Chan.
Thank you, Brother. Hi, welcome all our yogis, going to Cameron's next weekend. So just to cover a bit of the logistics, we start off with the bus. So the bus arranged by Sui An, Brother Sui An, will leave at 7:30 from Subang Jaya, SJBA, Buddhist Association. And we'll come get here by before 8 o'clock. We meet here at 8 o'clock for a puja, a very short puja, and the bus will leave at 8:10. Then we'll be on our way to Cameron's. Brother,
they
want breakfast. They come earlier, is it?
Yes. It's all in the program. Don't have to announce that one. That one is all in the program.
If they wish to eat breakfast at Brother, then they have to come half an hour earlier.
Yeah, it's written in my program sheet. Don't worry about it. That one, we will touch it.
Can I make a comment? Because it's recorded for the rest of the people that are not here, including those from Penang. So the bus is expected to arrive at about between 12:30 to 1 o'clock. So those driving, Brother Sia and Michael, and Brother Tan from Penang and Brother Chong from Penang, please be there by 12:30 thereabout. And when the bus arrives, the bus cannot make it all the way up to the top of the temple. At the last bend, the bus have to stop because it's a very big tourist bus. So those of you driving, appreciate when you come down and help us drive up the baggage and maybe some of the members that have difficulty walking up. At the temple. The temple is called Sampo Temple in Brinchang. Okay. So lunch will be served at 1 o'clock.
Wait, do you know where the temple is?
Yeah, roughly.
Roughly, because we are going up the hill. You go inside and it goes round. Oh, it's after Tapa, you go all the way up to Brinchang. You know how to get in, There's a little road, a slip road that you have turned in to get inside. Oh.
In front is a Indian temple, I think a small Indian temple. There's a slip road. Yeah, right. Yes, correct. If you're coming from Tapa, you see it first. If you're coming from Simpang Pulai, it's after Brinchang. On your left hand side. That's correct.
Okay, thanks. Then when we expect to unload, we get down from bus and take our stuff, so don't carry so heavy luggage because you have to climb up. The bus cannot go right to the front, so you have the last loop, you have to climb up, walk up, so don't carry too heavy a luggage, so you can manage. If not, we'll have to ask the drivers of cars to help load the luggage there and to take it up. So 12:30 when we get in, Sato, we actually take our luggage and go to the shrine hall where we will pay homage to the Triple Gem and to the abbot there before we get to our rooms. Lunch is at 1 p.m. at the temple. So the program is okay, clear enough. After that, we follow the written program for the so many days that we'll be there. Food. Wait. You want to do the do and don'ts. Okay, the the things to bring, things to bring. So we will provide some refreshments. we buy some refreshments for the beverages and all that up there to take when during the evening time. But things that you have to bring along, it would be warm clothes, socks. Bring socks because it can be quite cold. If it's raining up there, it's very cold the last few times you went there. Your cardigan, and if you find that the blanket is not, you don't want to use their blanket, you bring your own light blanket if you wish to, because theirs is a very woolly kind of blanket that they have. Your own toiletries, your medicines. I think cushions they have provided, but if you are used to your own cushions, then you bring along. And your water bottle. And chanting book. Do you have the chanting book?
I will cover that, don't worry.
I will cover that.
More important is we just let them know there are hot water in the temple. Even your bath, you have hot water. And your whatever make drinks, everything, we got the hot water. So this temple is very well equipped. So we are indeed very grateful. Okay, Chai, continue.
Yeah, Brother Tio wants to have some exercise, and he suggests using.
I will cover that. It's all in my program. Don't worry. I will cover all this. You only cover the rules, the do and don't, because this temple. It's a Mahayana way place. They have different tradition. They have different type of what they call way of doing things. So there are certain things that we came to know through our earlier retreat because there was some feedback. Like when you meet the Mahayana monk, don't be too vipassana. Just look on the floor and just walk. You have to pay respect, but not the full respect. You just hold your hand, our traditional way, rejoice, sadhu. Or Amitabha, it's up to you. Because their language, their lingo is like that. So we need to acknowledge. Even though you want to be mindful, heedful, you're just silent, then you bow a little bit enough. Like you acknowledge them, then you rejoice. You do it mindfully, it's very beautiful. Okay, Yanchan, you go on with the rest.
This will be a retreat where it's best to not talk, have noble silence. So when you talk, your mind tends to repeat after that, repeat whatever. The mind will start thinking of what you have said or what somebody has said. So you need to actually just be aware of your thinking and not talk so much. So try and minimize your talking. You talk only when necessary. You need to ask something, you need something, then only you talk. Otherwise, we don't talk, we keep quiet. So noble silence. Watch your mind, watch your intention. In the evening, when you make drinks, please keep the place clean. Don't pour half a sachet. If you can't finish, you roll it up properly or bind it properly so that ends don't come, and keep the place clean. Where you have water, sometimes it spills. Just be more mindful of how you take water and or try to clean up and wipe. We will have some duties, cleaning the hall, cleaning the rooms and all that. We have somebody will assign duties for everybody. Take turns to clean the toilet and where we stay and the hall. So we take turns to do cleaning. Normally it'll be after lunch, do some chores. The other thing would be, okay, the greeting and all that you have mentioned already about your. Oh yeah, and bring your torchlight along in case you want to. At night, you're walking around, it's a bit dark. The kitchen closes at 7 p.m., so our evening meal would be 5:30. For those who are taking 8 precepts, you can still go downstairs at 5:30 for things or whatever, and at 7 the kitchen will be closed, and so we will refreshments will be upstairs, a beverage. That's all.
The other thing that you got to bear in mind is the temple is very big. Yeah? You can do your meditation, contemplation, reflection anywhere. Then there is another one on the hilltop where you can go through the kitchen at the back and go up. But please don't be too late when you come back, because the kitchen door, the whole temple closes at 7 p.m. sharp. Sometimes could be a bit earlier. So early on, we got one yogi who meditated until exceeded time. So it was lucky she came and knocked the door. Then Sister Chui and me heard. I asked Chui to went down to the kitchen there to open it up for her to come in. So this is just to remind people, if you want to do meditation outside the temple, you need to be back by 6:45 is the best. Don't wait till 7 o'clock. Then the other thing is, this place, like what Yun Chan mentioned just now, when you make your drinks, there will be a counter outside the meditation center there where the hot water together with the drinks where you can have it. If you spill anything or dirty anything, please clean it up yourself. Or you see anybody left behind anything, help to clean it up. Toilet also same. Maintain some form of mindfulness to clean it up so that we don't have to actually trouble ourselves to really do the major cleaning. We don't mess up the area. Then helping to clean the meditation hall and the place you sleep, and also the toilet that we use, and the temple vicinity's cleanliness. You see any little or any paper or rubbish or leaf or what you want to help to clean, you clean up. So these are actually mindfulness training. When you're aware, you're heedful, you will do it naturally, because this is your goodness, your kindness. You are not selfish. So these are the things that you will learn as you are there. Then maintain goodness of heart. Then every time rejoice with all the wholesomeness. Try not to have any negativity or mental states. Okay, anything else?
Alicia reminded me, bring hangers to hang your towel, your towels or your clothes or whatever, not enough hangers. So bring your own hangers and pack. Mm-hmm. That's about all for things to bring. The thing would be evening meal. For evening meal. Oh yeah, shoes. Shoes you put in the shoe rack. That's a rack outside. So you put your shoes inside the shoe rack and not leave it on the floor outside. Forgot about that. Thanks.
Can I say something about the shoe and the shoe rank? First thing is the shoe, the effort is quite particular that we don't put the shoes all over the place, as we see in the summer temple. So there are shoe racks. But the problem is some of the retreats, we get feedback that people are meditating. Suddenly you put the shoe in the shoe rack and then you close, it goes. So people get disturbed. So mindfully close back the shoe rack without sound. It's quite. It can be quite loud. Suddenly, you get a joke, So that's the shoe rack. Okay. Basically, Joyce reminded that for the dining, we are supposed to be in the dining area only, unless you go in the kitchen to go and clean up your respective plates and cutleries after the meal. And if you need anything, there's only one coordinator. I think her name is Anne. If you need something like hot water or some specific things, you please go through Anne.
If you need, you want to offer anything, please also go through Anne. Anne will communicate with the nun in charge. The caretaker there is a nun by the name of Teng Xiong, very jolly looking lady. Mm. Then we dinner. So I understand that there are some people who want to take 8 precepts, and some people have a problem, and they have gastric, they have a problem or whatever, and they are newcomers who are not used to skipping a meal. I think a number of them have informed that they will, through the WhatsApp, informed Sui An that they want to take a meal. Who else hasn't informed that they want to take an evening meal? Gomoy, Mrs. Ho, Stephanie, her three siblings, not spouses, and three spouses.
Anyway, we are preparing 2 tables, which is roughly about 20. So we assume half will be having a light medicinal dinner. the other will be having miso soup or something that's like.
There'll be for some soup, some liquids to help fill your stomach. That's about it. Anybody, anything else? On this and those?
The donation. Okay, basically whatever we collected.
What I have discussed with Anne, because Anne doesn't speak English very well, so if you want to speak to her, you have to speak to her in Cantonese. We are the temple is a bit particular, right? Because if everybody goes into the kitchen and tells the chef or the guy who are in charge there to may I have this and may I have that, it will be quite disruptive. So there's only one person that you go to. There's either Anne or you can come to me. And I will give the instruction to Anne. And because and whatever you take, if you want to offer fruits or anything like that, make sure that it's not something that I need to keep very long. Because the amount of space that we have in the kitchen, they only give us a small space in one of the fridge. So we always have a slight problem where to put the things. These are things that most yogis will not know, because the one who is in charge of the kitchen, we will have to crack our head, which one to cut first, which one not to cut first. So if you want to offer us any fruits, or you want us to buy any fruits, we will buy in Cameron Islands. So we will try to buy it on a daily basis, or at least once in 2 or 3 days, so that we don't keep so many things in their fridge, because they don't have the kind of space for us, basically. Right? So if you want anything, like what they say, those who are on 8 precept will have a miso soup, definitely, every night, right, until the 19th. Right. But before we leave, because I'm also leaving on the 19th because of personal commitments, we will prepare the meals on the 20th and the 21st as well. We will get it done so that anyone who takes over, basically you just have to heat it up. Okay? Right. So now the thing is that those who are on the 5 precept, I just want to know how many people there is now. Because our relative wants us to arrange a light meals and light arrangement. 2 tables, right? Okay, if 2 tables, I don't think that's a problem. Because Miss Lee has actually spoken to the temple, so they have obliged for a light meal for everybody. But we won't know exactly what they cook, so we cannot dictate what we want. Basically, we just tell them we want something light, yeah, and then they will cook whatever is there, we will eat whatever is been served. Yeah. And then we will see how much the cost is later on. On that basis. And of course, the other thing is that Lian and I will be arranging for people to do the cleaning up and all that. So you just got to wait a little bit for us, because we have to go and get the mops and the pans and all that. You know, because the last 2 times all of us are running around looking for the mops. So now we know exactly where it is. So we get that organized. Me and Len will get that organized for you guys. You know, then we allocate all that. As for the dinner, we will go back to our old routine, right? From each table, we will select a few of them to clean up the plates and clean up everything, including the kitchen area. So that is where, so that we don't need everybody to go and bring just a plate to the kitchen and clean it up themselves. So in one table, probably there are about 3 or 4 people helping out. So you, the people who are involved on that day itself will organize among themselves how they want to do it, right? Who picks up everything and who cleans up the last bit and things like that. So anything that you need, do not go to the monks or the nuns or the abbots. This is very important, yeah. Come to the committee member, Brother Suyan, Sister Yun Chao, or myself, and Sister Stephanie. Please do not do that. This is, please bear in mind, do not do this. Yeah, because we have been told not to do that at all. Okay, thank you.
Basically, whatever we have collected is meant for the food and the transport, all right? And the temple very graciously and generously allow us to stay in the temple, use the hot water, electricity, everything for free. So normally what we do is at the end of a retreat, we donate back to the temple. Some of you have already done that, pay me in advance. So one of two things, either you carry the cash up there with you, and then I think on the second last day, Yun Chan will collect on the Saturday, and then we'll use that to make the donation. Or you can actually pass to me or Stephanie ahead, and then we collect, and then we issue a check and give it to them. All right? And then besides that, there are some people request whether they can sponsor some of the meals, so we can also do that.
Yeah, yeah. I think I will summarize on that. Thank you. Okay. Very good morning to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Those who have been there before, in the previous retreat, there is no more problem because they are familiar with the place. But for those who are new, especially the clan group, you have to listen attentively. Yeah? When we arrive, if you follow the bus, no problem. The bus will have to park, like Suyan said, about 100 meters down, because it's too steep, that place, and not enough turning circle for the bus to turn back. So we need to actually drop off at the foothill. Not really foothill, it's foothill of the temple. Then we walk up that slope to the temple. Then we assemble behind the main shrine, near the kitchen there, where we leave all our luggage there first. There is a place at the side where there are some sitting benches. We leave all our luggage and our whatever that we bring down from the bus, we leave it there. Then those who come on their own transport, you can drive all the way up, okay? Because that road is wide enough for small vehicle to make U-turn everything. Then you can park inside. You can park inside. But inside, depend on where you want to park. Once you turn in, there is a left-hand side where you can park. There are more car park there. If you cannot find any more, then on the right-hand side, you try to look for some space. Then after you park, you bring your luggage down to the place where I mentioned, at the back of the main shrine hall. So what we normally do is, we will assemble there, then we will go and pay respect to the abbot if he is around and free. Otherwise, we pay respect to all the whatever Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, all those Rupang that are with your respect. We will go and pay respect, especially the main shrine where we got this, the original Buddha, Virochana Buddha, together with Pusian Wensu, Tizang Wang Pusa, then Konsing Pusa. Then we got Maitreya Buddha in front, then Wei Tho, Dhamma Protector behind Maitreya, then the 4 guardian devas, Sita Jinkang, the what they call Chaku Maharaja, the first heavens. So they are all there, and that place is very peaceful, very cooling, and very, very conducive for retreat and meditation. Then first floor is our meditation hall. And very likely, most of us will stay also on the first floor near to the meditation hall. On the left and right of the meditation hall are your toilets. Lady on the left, man on the right. Then there is one staircase from the kitchen where you walk up. The moment you walk up, you come out on the left hand side is where you will go to the meditation hall. On the right is the ladies' toilet. Then you go on further to your left is the men's toilet. Then the dormitory are all in a U-shaped form extending out. So you don't worry about where you stay. They will arrange for you. We also don't know what other rooms they allocate. If no room, then most of us will be in the dormitory. So ladies will be having their own. Male, they have their own. Keep the place clean. Then maintain some form of silent awareness throughout. I will brief you afterwards when we go into the program. The program is very detailed. Spend some time reading up the program. Then now, before we start, I will distribute the program and this Heart Sutta book. How many of you still haven't got the Heart Sutta book? Okay. Those who already have, you only collect your program from me. Those who have not collected this Heart Sutta book, put it here. Don't go and distribute. Please. Put here. I will pass together with the program. Here. Put here. I will pass together the program. Okay, those who need the program book, the program sheet and the book, come first. Can you come first? Come. You don't have the program and the book. Those who need the book and the program, come first. Okay, Lily. You can have. Come. You already have the book, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
I give you the program later. I have to give to those who don't have yet. Yeah. Oh, two more. What are their names? Oh, okay. You have to write their name down. They don't have the book also, This is for you,
Oh,
you already have the book. Okay, then you take the program. Okay, who is next? Come, Serena. Come. You have the book?
No.
Not yet, Who else? Don't have the book and program, who is it? Ken. Is she going?
Yes.
Oh,
she's
going. Okay, yeah.
A few of
them. Okay. How many who didn't turn up one? Come. Take. Kelly also. Okay, yeah, no problem. Those not going for retreat, you don't give them the program. Unless there is affinity, if they request, I got extra there and I give. Because program, I just enough. A few copy extra only. Then I scared the Penang group may need them. Can. Okay, anybody who knows of any Kayanamita fund going for the retreat but still haven't received the book and the program one? Apart from those in Penang and Alostar outstation. The outstation one, if you know them and you can pass to them, you can collect on their behalf. Those outstation.
Should we give one to Anne?
Yeah. Anne will have one. Who said? The program and the thing. You have to give to Anne,
Okay. Somebody requested whether they can do their own laundry, there's no place to hang clothes. So cannot. You have bring enough clothes to wear. cannot wash. You can do your laundry. Okay?
Okay. Everybody already has a copy of the Heart Sutta, I just want to make sure. Okay, now I will distribute the program, you can come forward. Come. Right there. Help to pass it to the back. Sadhu, go. Lai, Michael, go. Yun Chan, go. Go. Come. Yeah. Yeah. You don't take extra, no. I got just enough, no. Huh? If you need, you go and photostat. Huh? Those who need for other people, you go and photostat. Huh? You don't go and take extra here. Because this one, I got just enough for them. Oh, okay. Yeah, can. No problem. Sure. Yeah. Madam Ho, yes. Then, any more? At the back. Yeah. Asu, come. You have the book already or not? You have the book already. Okay, very good. Wait, that one I will distribute later. Okay, very good. So now we can start. Now that everybody got a sheet of the program, I will now officially brief you on the program. It ties in with the whole of the meditation. First page, turn to first page. Cameron Highland Retreat, 14th of March 2015, to 22nd of March 2015. So this meditation retreat will be conducted at the Mahayana Triple Gem Temple, San Bao Si, Brinchang, Cameron Highland. So there's an introduction, I read to you. You have to develop understanding of why you go for retreat. And the main purpose of retreat is very, very important. If you cannot understand, you're actually wasting your time going up there. But when you develop understanding of your purpose, and your sincerity of purpose to develop it, then it is of great benefits. So in the introduction, I already mentioned most of the important summary of what this retreat is all about. This meditation retreat caters for all participants who may be from different background and Buddhist traditions and varying experiences. Means you don't worry whether you are new, you already meditated, very experienced, or you even enlightened. You don't worry. It caters for all cultivators with varying experiences. The emphasis here is on the understanding of meditation, of the meditation as taught by the Buddha. Instead of focusing on method, techniques, and other forms of skillful means that people use in meditation. This program was prepared to allow participant or yogi to settle down slowly into the retreat proper via a less stringent session one, first session, where more Dhamma understanding will be emphasized, followed by a more stringent second session, means from 18th of March onward until the 22nd of March, where noble silence, heedfulness, and diligent meditative cultivation will be emphasized. So the program will be sort of shifted or modified appropriately for this more stringent meditation. Then the main purpose of this retreat or meditation is to realize the following whatever objective. First one is to realize the noble teachings of Lord Buddha via sincerely cultivating the much needed heedfulness or appamada as advised by the Buddha before his parinibbana. Appamadena sampadeta, and via his Dhammapada verse 183, verse 21, 22, and 23. They are all in the Heart Sutta notes. You go back and read about it. This is very important because these are the essential Dhamma that the Buddha pointed out in his 45 years of sharing and teaching, even before he died, before his parinibbana, he repeated it. The emphasis on heedfulness is everywhere. And Dhammapada verse 21, 22, 23, they are the first three verses of the Dhammapada verse on Appamadavagga, which is the section on heedfulness. Then Dhammapada verse 183 is the advice of all the Buddhas, which we used to chant. Sabba pavasa akaranang kusalesa upasamadan sacitta pariyotapanang etang buddhana sasana. So this is a famous Dhammapada verse where the Buddha actually recited. He said all Buddhas of the three period of time, when they come, their advice is the same. Just three things. All evil you have to avoid. Then whatever wholesomeness, you need to develop them. Then finally, you need to develop wisdom. Purify your mind to insight into the reality of life and existence so that you can have the wisdom to live life. With this, your life will be beautiful. It will be complete. Otherwise, you will have problems. So, the first objective of this retreat is very simple. Just to develop heedfulness. So if you can do that, actually half the battle is done. Half of your work is done. The rest will follow. Then the second one is to train ourselves. Second objective. To train ourselves during the meditation retreat to develop a very stable daily mindfulness, which is the silent mind with inner awareness, leading to the heedfulness from the moment we commence our retreat. To diligently maintain noble silence of mind and speech during the retreat duration, to cultivate sati sampajana, which is mindfulness and clear comprehension. Jennifer, you got the retreat program? Come. Yeah. The Heart Sutta book you have, Yeah. Okay. So this sati sampajana is very important. This is the mindfulness and clear comprehension of all the activity in life. All of your action, movement, physical, mental, and nature's phenomena. You need to be mindful. Then there must be clear comprehension of sincerity of purpose, domain of meditation, suitability, and non-delusion. As a sign of our respect for the way place. So this is a very important objective. Means that morning, when you wake up and prepare for this retreat, be mindful. At home, if you can, if you have the time, you do your simple house puja. Then meditate for a while. Then determine to be mindful from that moment when you start off your journey. Then make sure you come early. You're supposed to meet at Subang. The program will tell you, you have to be there by 7:30 sharp. Then the bus will leave. Then after that, they will arrive at our place 10 minutes before 8, I think. And we will have a short puja. Then we will go on the bus. But if our schedule is out a bit, then we will go on the bus. Then we will do our puja in the bus. It's either or. Okay. The third objective, we move on. Learn to be at ease and naturally relax. Because meditation is not to torture yourself, understand not? Not to discipline yourself, not to do all those funny things in the retreat. You have to maintain a relaxed mind. Naturally relax and just aware. Be your true nature, understand not? Don't try to act like you are very mindful, you are very, what they call, serious and all those things. No. You have to be very natural. Relax and at ease, but not to be complacent, understand? Diligence is with the faith, sadha and the virya. When the faith is there, that diligence is very different. The virya is very different. You will know what to do. It's very determined, it's very sincere. But you are not that serious type, understand? So serious until you cannot talk, cannot smile, and cannot acknowledge people, and then you lie with your own self inside that don't know what you are doing. Because to be mindful is to be sensitive, understand? Sensitive to both the inner and the outside, to the environment, to nature, to all of mental movement within your form and mind, within this physical form and mind. It is already busy enough inside. Then you have your senses that bring you out into the external phenomenal world. So if you don't have mindfulness and you are not heedful, you will be entangling yourself. Your mind will find it very difficult to be at peace. The mental hindrance keep on arising. So the reason why are you not peaceful, all this essential Dhamma, I will go through again. But spend time to read up on this Heart Sutta, because all the important pointers for meditation, explanation for all the essential Dhamma, they are all there. Read it up. Develop some form of understanding. Otherwise, at the retreat, when you are not meditating and cultivating, you can read. If you feel that you are tired, you need to read to reflect the Dhamma, you can go and read, no problem. There is no hard and fast rule. If you are tired, you need to rest, you go and rest, don't worry. Don't worry, say, oh, the program say you must be here, but you are somewhere else. That's enough. But don't make use of this as a reason for you not to be in the meditation hall to do all the whatever program that is being prepared for you. If you really tired, you need to rest, you need to sleep, you can either lie down and do the lying down meditation, or go back to your room and rest. Maintain mindfulness, maintain heedfulness. Then just be aware of what is going on. Well, some people, because of their age, it's not easy to sustain that routine because you wake up quite early. But even like what they call elderly people, like Mrs. Ho, the last retreat, she almost fully with us at her age. So not easy. But she had the faith. She very determined. That's why. And she recovered. End of the retreat, she became more healthy than before she entered the retreat. So these are the things that can happen to you if your faith is very strong, and if you can determine to develop this meditation, the training of the mind to transform yourself. Okay, then we move on. Third objective, I read again. Learn to be at ease and naturally relax and aware via heedfulness most of the time. Always move, speak, and act naturally. The key word is naturally. But always with inner awareness. Means you are aware from inside your heart there. Understand not? So that is the reference point you refer back to. Every time you are aware from inside, then you try to speak and communicate or maintain attentiveness. Means awareness. Whatever sense experience, there must be inner awareness to guide you to actually center your mind so that it's not heedless. Throughout the day, to stabilize the five spiritual faculties until they become very stable and unshakable. So, when you are at a retreat, when you already know how to develop this five spiritual faculties through your puja, through your bowing, and through your reflection and contemplation, so that you know who the Buddha is, what the teaching is, how wonderful the Buddha and the teaching is, then your faith is very strong. Then after that, you have to maintain heedfulness and awareness to develop the other spiritual faculty so that that virya can be strong. Then virya will condition the mind to be very mindful throughout the day. Then when you are able to be heedful, your meditation will progress very fast. Don't try to know anything when you are doing the meditation. Just silence your mind. Continue to be mindful. Body and mind as one. You move. You just flow. Then when you do your walking meditation, walk naturally initially. Then slowly it will settle down on its own. If it need to slow down, it will slow down by itself. Because the body and mind will know what to do. But there is no noting. There is no verbalization. There is no trying to be mindful. Understand not? Everything is just body and mind as one. Like when we went to Taiwan, even the great master Fa Ku San, Shen Yan, 圣严法师 the other one is 正严法师 He said the real meditation is 身在哪里心在哪里 wherever your body is your mind must follow and that is Kayanubhasana that's why he said only 16 words the other emphasis is 放松 relax he said 全体放松 So meditation become very easy if you understand wherever your body is your kaya is your mind follow means kaya nupasana body and mind as one that's why when you bow body and mind as one don't try to know just silent then when you walk like the Buddha say walking aware means body and mind as one standing sitting so from inside you just aware aware means what maintain attention means the mind and the form as one then when it move turn bend stretching whatever you follow the mind and the thing as one so as you develop this more and more in a retreat your mindfulness will stabilize your heedfulness will stabilize then you will become very beautiful then you will progress very fast then when you are stable enough all of a sudden any of the three turning insight can arise awakening can arise depending on your parami depending on your condition then when your faith is very strong the Dhamma become very clear your spiritual faculties are faculties of mind that can allow you to understand spiritual teaching which is the Dhamma so spiritual faculties are very important once you have them the hindrance will be overcome okay The fourth objective is with the stable daily mindfulness or awareness, use it to cultivate Noble Eightfold Path. Via constant creative contemplation, reflection and inquiry into the Four Noble Truths, leading to the perfection of all the Noble Eightfold Path factors of right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, right effort, right mindfulness, and right samadhi, so that you are incapable of any evil whenever you are heedful. To maintain this heedfulness or apamada training throughout the day to insight into the three characteristics of nature, to realize the insight knowledges and wisdom needed to liberate your mind, leading to nibbana or the cessation of form and mind as taught by the Buddha. So this is the key objective, the fifth one. This is what you all looking forward to awaken. So if you can be heedful throughout the day, mindful throughout the day, if you have developed the training properly, accordingly, with understanding, then you progress very fast. You will transform very fast. 9 days is more than enough, actually. The shortest is 7 days. Then the last one is to diligently develop the understanding of the essential Dhamma needed to understand the Buddha's teaching. The important essential Dhamma are the 5 mental hindrances, or Pancha Nivaranas, the 5 spiritual faculty or pancha indriyas, the 3 evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion, the 3 turnings of the Four Noble Truths, the 7 factors of enlightenment or sattabhujanga, then dana, sila, bhavana and the 5 daily contemplation. Then there is one more dependent origination, paticca samuppada. So all this I will brief you during the first few days where we are at the retreat proper. This is to cater for those who are new, who still haven't stabilized their understanding of the essential Dhamma. Whereas those who have been there before, who already understood the thing, you can take it as a refresher course. Or like, you take it like, what you use that word? Like revision. It's like a revision to you. But this revision, it's very important. If you listen to it attentively, you will develop another level of understanding of what is essential Dhamma is. Initially, you thought you already understood. But when you have that first level of understanding, contemplative wisdom, the cultivation, then you listen again at the retreat with a heedful mind. I tell you, you penetrate deeper. The understanding become very clear and you will be very surprised how come last time I cannot understand all of a sudden now you can understand it because the wisdom level is different you have straightened your view your spiritual faculty has actually stabilized You are more mindful, more heedful. Your parami is supporting you. All these are coming together. That's why retreat can make a big difference to your cultivation when you understand what you are doing. If you don't understand what you are doing, you are only actually going to a very, very nice environment to actually make yourself more peaceful, more calm. Then you think you already very, very good in your meditation. All of the conditioned state that people experience in a conducive environment of retreat does not mean anything if you cannot develop wisdom out of it. What I meant by wisdom is the insight, the awakening, not the knowledge that you receive in the retreat. When you are very peaceful, very calm, then you go and link up all the Dhamma, then you think you already understood. And that is not the type of wisdom that I am referring to. That is still knowledge, Dhamma knowledge. But you cannot live with that type of Dhamma knowledge. When you go back to life, when you go back to society, you realize you haven't changed. Over a short period, your old habitual tendency will come back. Your defilement will come back. Everything will come back. You are not heedful at all. The moment you transform, you come back into society, you are very different. You are very mindful, you are very heedful, and you are very wary of the evil roots. And you will transform. You will become very different in the way you live life. So the real difference between those who develop the cultivation with understanding and those who go there and just make use of the conducive environment to become peaceful, there is a very big difference. So we hope you develop that understanding. So now, you got any question on the objective? You got no question, then I will move on to the program. No question, huh? Good. So we move on to the program. So meet at Brother Teo's house, number 8, Jalan SS2/80, PJ, for breakfast if you want to come at 7:30. Otherwise, you can arrive at 8 o'clock. Those gathering as SJBA will have to arrive at SJBA by 7:30 a.m. sharp, or later 7:45 a.m. Oh, okay, so no more or 7:45. 7:30 sharp, the bus will leave. So either you find your way there at 7:30 or you come to my house by 8 o'clock. It's either way. So if you got any emergency or what, you call Sui An. We got 5-10 minutes to spare, but don't be too optimistic. No, that's allow more time. Allow more time to come early. Don't every time last minute. I don't know why people like to be last minute. Enough time. Then suddenly they are caught in a situation. But if you are sincere, everything will go your way. You will arrive earlier. So I leave it to you. Then the bus will leave at my place. The bus will leave at 7:30 sharp at JBA. Then it will reach my place, I think, maybe before 8. Then 8:10. After the simple puja at my house, we will leave for Cameron Highland. Alternatively, we will leave exactly at 8:10 if we don't have the time, and have the puja on the bus. Then 8:30 to 12:30, we estimate about 4 hours on the bus. So when we are on the bus, we're supposed to brief you further on any issue. Then the introduction and fellowship. Come sharing of the Dhamma while traveling along the highway. The other thing about the donation, I forgot to mention this. You see, the way I arrange all this retreat or spiritual trip is very different from what normal people do. It is to optimize the whatever donation and merits that we can develop through this wholesomeness. I will create a common pool for every retreat or spiritual trip. So all our donation will go into this common pool, understand? Even our whatever contribution for the retreat, they will all go into the common pool. So you don't worry, like you earmark for this, you earmark for that. It's up to you. You say you want to donate for the breakfast, lunch or dinner for the yogi, which day you can allow Sui An to know or whoever. But all this money will go to the common fund, understand? Earmarked for those things. Even your donation to all these books or whatever, you donate to Kayanamita Fund. Earmarked for those books if you want to. Otherwise, you just donate to Kayanamita Fund and just rejoice. Because only Kayanamita Fund can print this book. Nobody else can print this book. That's why that day I corrected Sister Lee. Maybe she not clear, like she said the wrong use of word. She sent out the notice. She was so enthusiastic that the Heart Sutta book finally came out, because we did it at Wu Ping Ching Sir, the 15 months. Then he told them, those who want to sponsor, they can sponsor or do that. I said, no, please. There is no sponsorship for such book. No. It's all taken up by the Kayanamita Fund. Then Kayanamita Fund offered free distribution to all. If they want to partake in the wholesomeness and rejoice, then donate to Kayanamita Fund, that's it. Then you will partake. You can say earmark for the Heart Sutta book or whatever. You better use a general word. Earmark for publication of transcript and Dhamma book that we do. Then it includes all the other books. But this year and last year, we came out with many, many books. So now I have in front of me, you are very lucky, knowing and seeing Sabha Asabhava Sutta based on the Klang talk and the success in life via meditation following the Dhamma way based on a seminar paper that I delivered at the Bangkok International Buddhist Conference in the year 2013, August. They just received it from the printer last night, and we should thank Brother Teo and Sister Padmasuri for delivering the book this morning, just hot from the oven. And you are the first batch to receive them. They are a very good book. If you want to bring it up to the retreat for your own reference and reading, you can. I will distribute afterwards. So always remember to rejoice when people do wholesomeness. Because rejoicing will make your mind more and more happy. When you can rejoice means you have goodness. You understand that all these are wholesomeness. Very, very beautiful, very meritorious. So you rejoice with the wholesomeness of what people have done and your own. Then with all the goodness that you see or perceive. By doing that, it removes and root out the evil roots of jealousy, envy, unhappiness. Understand not? Then this heart open up. We have the rejoicing open up the heart. That's why the four Brahma Vihara state, they are very beautiful. Metta is loving kindness. You radiate loving kindness and well-being to all beings. Then mudita is rejoicing. You rejoice with the wholesomeness. You not only wish people well-being and happiness and have love and metta, you also rejoice with their wholesomeness. And then you develop compassion to help people. So these are all very virtuous, very, very beautiful mind states. That's why they are called the four Brahma Vihara. The Brahma reside on these four mind states. The last one is to develop wisdom, equanimity of mind, upekkha. Upekkha is not indifference. It's the stability of mind that has got no duality, that can accord and flow with wisdom. And it's not like emotional, conditioned by delusion. It has wisdom, it has understanding. That's why the four Brahma Viharas are very beautiful. So that's the part I want to cover. So whatever donation you already donate, you don't worry, you just rejoice. It will go to the common pool. Then we will allocate from there. All of the expense we will deduct out. Then the balance, we see how much. Then we will try to donate as much as we can to the temple, because we have a lot of gratitude towards them for offering us all these hot water facilities, free water, free electricity, free accommodation, and they charge us very reasonable, cheap vegetarian food, which is very good, $6 meal per person per day. They cook and supply everything. So we don't have to waste our time to prepare, cater and other things. Then calorie, everything is from them. We only have to clean it up, do our duty. The other thing about this place is, whatever you donate to this place is a way place for other cultivators to come and cultivate. And it's very wholesome. And we can actually donate to their general funds, which will include sustenance for the monks, the Sangha, then maintenance of the building, donation to whatever project they are doing. So all this is very wholesome, and it will help Kalyanamitta in a great way, because Kalyanamitta fund also donated to the common pool for this retreat. We make sure it is done so that all Kalyanamitta, even you don't go for the retreat, you will benefit from it. Then after that, whatever wholesome donation that people recommend, we will still donate. Like previous year, we donate to other places too. But this year, we got a very special one, Mangala Lodge. This one not in the program. On the last day when we go down, Brother Ko, Ko Lai Huat, the ex-committee member of AJBA, and the wife, Sister Bear, he's still the treasurer. They were so kind. They started off this Mangala Lodge. I think they tried to model it around the Nalanda format. So I was told Brother Tan Ho Soon was the advisor. Then they were so full of joy when we donated, I think, 500 ringgit last year, suggested by Brother Sui An, we should start doing. Then they were so grateful, and they know about the retreat. They want to invite all the yogi there for a light meal, a light refreshment. So I have accepted it on behalf of all the yogi. Then we say we will be going there, except those who leave for our station. If they can't join us, then they will go back straight. Otherwise, they can follow us to Kampa. It's near Uta, University Tunggu Abdurrahman, the Ta College, I think, the university. So this is a very wholesome place where all the university students, because they lack all these centers, then we will donate some of this Dhamma book and chanting book to them too, so that we help give them the initial, what they call impetus to start. Every society, when they start, is only from an idea and a few people who are very sincere and very dedicated. But the moment it sustains itself, it will grow. Just like how Nalanda grow, and many other society grow. Even our Kalyanamitta grouping, we don't have a society, but we don't need a society. The beautiful Kalyanamitta will grow, and it will be very different. It all started with just very humble donation, very simple. And now our Kalyanamitta fund, for the first time I heard, and last year, we got a lot of donation coming in. We got a total of 20,000+, and we were very surprised. Most of the time, it's just a few thousand. Then we can do all this printing of all this beautiful book. The Heart Sutta that you receive is supposed to cost at least $15 a copy, but the printer did it for us for less than 12. You go and photostat also, it costs you more, and the paper quality is so good. And we printed 300 books. It costs us 4,002. Then donation came in 2,000, I think. So Kalyanamitta fund actually paid for it, but the cost is very reasonable. Then we printed so many books, we still got surplus fund. So I rejoice with all your generosity, and I thank you all. We rejoice together. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And all these are very wholesome, and that's why unknowingly the Kalyanamitta fund actually created the causes and condition for all Kalyanamitta to progress along the power of Dhamma without you knowing. Because these are very wholesome, the pure wish that we shared and we sent. Because I always rejoice with all the wholesomeness. Then I plan this Kalyanamitta fund so that only Kalyanamitta fund can donate towards my publication and all the things that I do, like the recorder, the things that we use for our sharing. So all this is meant for the Kayana meters. Okay? Now we will continue with the program. The rest is very simple. Like I said, when we arrive, there will be a lunch waiting for us at 1 p.m. So if we arrive at 12:30, we assemble all our luggage at that place outside the kitchen, behind the shrine. There are three main buildings. The first one is when you enter the temple proper, is Maitreya Hall, with Wei Tho, Dharma Protector, and the four guardian devas. Then after that is Da Xiong Pao Tian, where the main shrine is. Then at the back, there is another shrine where the kitchen and the dormitory are all linked together. So all this, they are very, very beautifully designed. It's a typical Mahayana temple, but there, like I mentioned in the previous retreat notes, the environment is very conducive, the energy there is very conducive, the nature there is very beautiful. So if you can make full use of the condition there, it will benefit you in many, many ways. Then after we had our lunch, we will check into the temple and settle down. And you can have your bath for those who need it. For those who are early, they can walk around mindfully to familiar themselves with the way place and pay respect to all the Buddha rupangs and images that are worthy of respect. Then 2:15 sharp, assemble at the meditation hall. We will have the opening puja, followed by the briefing and meditation instruction by me. The briefing will be very comprehensive, and it will include retreat objective, instruction on how to develop the spiritual faculties of sadha, sati, virya, samadhi, and panya, leading to the heedfulness to arise the wisdom needed to counter the five hindrances to develop the meditation. Then meditation instruction will include the detailed explanation of what is meditation and how to develop the second turning Dhamma contemplative wisdom so that the meditation can be done with understanding. Cultivation to include the establishment of a proper daily proper daily religious routine leading to a sustained period of continuous heedfulness. Formal meditation, we are sitting and walking. After that, you will be on your own doing the meditation. So 3:30 to 4:30 will be formal meditation via sitting and walking or lying down meditation, plus daily mindfulness training via bowing, Dhamma contemplation, reflection and inquiry within the vicinity of the temple area while in the walking, standing, sitting and lying down posture. If you have time after lunch, I may take some of you who can gather early to the hilltop. Behind the kitchen, there is a footpath you can walk up. There is a place very conducive for reflection, contemplation, and self-meditation. But don't stay up there too late. You have to come down before 6:45. Otherwise, you will be locked out. The whole temple will be locked. You don't go and laugh. The main door also, the gate also, they will lock. Then if you can't find the temple owner or person in charge of the key, you actually cannot come in. And outside is very cold, I tell you. So you better bring your handphone along. Just in case you need to call. You call them, we have to go and locate the temple people to help us to open up. Okay, then 4:30 to 5:30, Q&A, followed by review of Dhamma notes that Ratio has given out earlier. This year will be our Heart Sutta note. It's very comprehensive. You only need to bring this book. That's it. To develop the proper understanding of the Dhamma and meditation as taught by the Buddha, then you can ask any question regarding meditation, Dhamma, and real-life application of the Dhamma. Then 5:30 to 6, you have your dinner. You have to maintain the daily mindfulness training throughout, even while you eat or you sit. You have to reflect on the food, rejoice with all those who have make it available for us, then share merits, transfer merits to them. Eh? You invoke by the power of this wholesomeness, may it arise a causes and condition for them to realize their good and noble wishes. Then you rejoice with all this wholesomeness. You thank all those who have actually donated towards this food. Actually, it includes your own self because you also paid the retreat contribution, and that is your share of the food too. But people who sponsor, their money will also go to the common pool, understand or not? So it's another version of wholesomeness. So although the retreat money is enough, but those who actually donated or sponsored the meal, they also get to rejoice and develop the wholesomeness. And all this money will go to the common pool for us to do further donation later on to the temple or to whatever good causes that people suggest that I already have an idea of what the organization is. Because when Kalyanamita Fund donates, they are sincere. So you have to be very, very mindful and very careful with the Kalyanamita funds. Because based on their sincerity and generosity, you have to make sure that this money go to the appropriate causes. Otherwise, there are karmic implications. So that's why when it comes to Kalyanamita Fund, I'm very careful. Not everything I will donate. Because we have to protect the interests of donors. Okay, with that, I will move on. 6 to 6:45 is your resting time. You can rest and clean up. Then you have to maintain daily mindfulness training at all times where possible. Even when answering nature's call, also to do it mindfully. Cultivation of daily mindfulness via mindful walking, evening walk, and contemplation around the temple area are very useful. Then 6:45 to 7:30, we will go back to the hall to do the sitting, followed by daily mindfulness training via bowing, walking, or whatever. Then the evening chanting starts at 7:30 and at 8. Then Q&A at 8 to 9:15. Then Dhamma discussion and sharing. We are reviewing the daily mindfulness and Dhamma note given out, which is our Heart Sutta note. Then we have our closing puja, then we rest. This is our first day program. Then from 15 to 17, we wake up at 5:45. Then we get ready at 6:15. Then we meet at the what they call meditation hall. Morning puja followed by simple morning exercise, mindfulness exercise to bring along a pair of 2 kg weight if you can. If you are strong, you can bring 3 kg or 4 kg. You 5 kg. Wow, Alicia, so good. Oh, sweet. Otherwise, this one is 2 kg ish. 2 kg ish. Just nice. Then I will teach you some simple exercises. Simple muscle weight exercise, stretching exercise. Then if you know how to do your own exercise, yoga or qigong or whatever, you are free to do your own. There is no compulsion because it's just to develop some form of mindfulness training and movement, and at the same time exercise your body for good health. And all this will bring about good breathing pattern within you. Then after that you go and sit, you realize it's very different, a lot more fresh. So if you don't have this style of weight, you get 2 bottles, plastic bottle, the how many liter? I don't know how many liter, the small flow, 600 ml. You go and fill your water when you are there. You bring empty 1-2 up, fill your water, and then you use it like a weight. Understand? It's up to you to innovate. Those who do cane exercise, you can bring your cane. It's free, up to you. Then after that, we will have our morning breakfast at 7:30 to 8:30. Before the morning breakfast, there is a formal sitting and walking meditation, 6:45 to 7:30. Then morning chanting start at 8:30 to 9. Then 9 to 10:30 again, daily mindfulness training, meditation, sitting. Then 10:30 to 12, you can have your Q&A and meditation report, followed by some Dhamma talk or sharing. Then 12 to 12:30, lunch. So to maintain daily mindfulness and heedfulness all the time. Then 12:30 to 1:30, rest and clean up as before. Again, you maintain daily mindfulness training and Dhamma contemplation at all times, even during resting. So when you are resting, you have surplus time, you should do reflection and contemplation. You can walk around the vicinity of the temple. Then the walking meditation can help a lot, because you just silence your mind, body and mind as one. You keep on walking, and your mind will actually settle down very fast. Then when you are very mindful, you will know that nature and the movement is like slow motion, but everything is done in the normal daily life type of pace. But it's like everything slow down. You start to see for the first time the whole of the activity and the movement, like in slow motion, you just move, but no sound. The mindfulness and the thing as one. Then even when you do your exercise, you realize everything is like a flow. The mind and the movement is one. And that is specific phenomenal awareness. Then when you're silent, without a center, it's general spacious awareness. When you sleep, silent. Sorry. It's just aware inside there. Then develop more and more moment of that silent, the awareness, the stillness. Let it settle down. In a retreat, it's very easy. You don't go and allow the thought to come on. You're boring, sleepy. All the hindrance, you never understand them. Hindrance are there because spiritual faculty is not strong. If you're tired, want to sleep, you go and sleep, but maintain awareness. You just rest your body with awareness within. If you learn to be more and more aware within, more and more in the retreat, even when you're very tired or very old because of old age and all things, it's not a problem. But awareness is independent of age, anasana. Awareness is independent of mind state. Mind state is the mundane mind, conditioned arising mind. The true mind is always there. It's only whether you know how to switch off your heedless thinking to be silent and to be with it or not. If you can do that, then you are meditating. If you cannot, you are caught in the mind. You become heedless, lost in thought. That's why you complain, you verbalize. You are conditioned by others' views and opinions. And those are all thought-based meditation. That type of meditation cannot liberate the mind. It can only make the mind more mechanical, more conditioned, maybe more peaceful when you focus and concentrate and develop the apana samadhi. But apart from that, you cannot develop the sati, the real sati, the silent mind, which is fully aware within. So the rest, I think, is quite similar. Repeat. You just go through them. Yeah. That one, the schedule will be assigned by Sister Lian and Joyce. They all. You will be told briefly. They try to standardize the meal. How to actually develop the contemplation. Somebody will read it out. Maybe Sister Yun Chan or Joyce. Or Alien, they will try to help you. Then everybody know how to reflect, then contemplate. Then after that we rejoice, then we have our meal. Then somebody will have to be responsible, each meal, for the cleanup. One or two person, instead of all 10, then too many people in the kitchen area, not so nice. So we have to actually help out in our own different way. So be generous. Volunteer to help, because these are very wholesome. Then cleaning up the meditation hall is also very important, because you know a lot of people with their hair dropping, especially ladies. Then you may think the meditation hall very clean, wait till you mop, then you will know. So it's good to maintain cleanliness, so that when you cultivate, you also maintain cleanliness of your mind state. When you are very meticulous about little thing, means you have mindfulness, you are sensitive, you are heedful. That's why after that you cannot become like before. You see litter or whatever, huh? People throw what, you were just going clear. You don't even ask, oh, how come these people like that? How come these people so uncivic, conscious, yeah? So selfish? No more this thought. You just go and clear, do it for them. Yeah. Then you see toilet not clean, you just go and clean it up. Yeah. I used to do that, not only yogi. When I go the drink that I saw, I go and get the tissue, sometimes I ask for tea, then I just clean it up. Asana. It's just very small thing, but when you do, everybody do, the whole place is different. But if everybody behaves the same, huh, he also like that, I also like that, the whole place mess up. Asana. And people scared, they will not let you use again. But this Cameron Highland, the abbot there, very good. After the first retreat, they realized we were so different. When we say we want to come back next year, he said, no problem. Straight away, he let us have the date and other things. Especially last year's retreat. Sui-an requested for it. He said, no problem. Straight away, he gave us the date. But they are very, very happy with what we are doing there. Then we have this generosity and understanding. Then they know. They can feel us, because the last retreat, the few retreat when we were there, the weather was so beautiful, so conducive, until they also know. So Sifu Teng Siong tell us, before you all came, it was raining like anything, is it? At night very cold, so many of them got flu with it. The moment we arrived that day, 9-day retreat, 8-day beautiful sunny weather, no rain. Except the last day before the closing, that whole, what they call weather condition, that cannot hold already. Just before we finish, before we share merit, the moment I start, very loud, the thunder, the rain, it's like 8 days of whatever, one day, they just let go of everything. So a lot of things happened and they knew. So these are what they call conditions that can arise if you have wholesomeness, if you have what they call sincerity of purpose in your cultivation, and you are diligent. Then if you develop the training with understanding, if there is Dhamma and there is virtue, because there are many kilometers at that time, they learned so much at the retreat. There was so much joy, so much tears too. And the sharing was beautiful. Then in between, there were so many things happening. That's why when you are mindful, you are sensitive. Many things can happen. So this retreat are meant for kilometers. If you really want to progress, this is the best. Make use of this window. We can only have it once a year because it's no point having too often. But cherish what you have. Rejoice with your good karma to be able to come. And make full use of whatever that is available. Okay, almost 11 o'clock, we need to end. So you read through the rest of the program, they are all there. Then you will know what to do. So the closing ceremony is different. Last page, 8 o'clock, we will start our closing ceremony. On the last day, you can wake up later because some of you are driving. I don't want you to be too early. So you can wake up and clean up at 6 to 6.30. Then morning puja, 6.30 to 6.45. Then formal sitting. Then after that, a simple breakfast. Then we have our closing ceremony, 8 to 10.30. We try to finish by 10 o'clock. It's possible. Then after that, we will not have lunch. We will go direct to Kampa for lunch. Because the Metta Mangala Lodge people want to offer us lunch, but I told Sui-an, we don't want to unnecessary burden them. We will still donate towards whatever. So I plan to donate some money to them. I have actually pledged about 2,000. Personally, I will donate 1,000 for my family. Kailamita Fund, Tuesday class 500, Thursday class 500. The rest of you is up to you. If you want to help the center, if whatever sum is up to you, then we pull together, then we return and offer to them. Then we will try to make use of the common pool fund to pay for our own meal, because it included, you're supposed to have a lunch. So we will allocate that sum too. Then they will bring us to their Mangala lunch. Then they will treat us with refreshment and all those things. Then after that, we can have a little bit of sharing, short one. Then we can go back. We expect to reach PJ by 6:30. Here the time is different. We say about 3 p.m. But because of the visit to Mangala Lodge, we expect to reach home by 6:30. So this is the whole of the Cameron Highland Retreat briefing that I want to brief you. Any question? Anybody got any question? Yes. Yes. Yeah. Oh, and now. I will allow time. Normally we finish 9:30. Normally we finish 9:30. Your 8 o'clock we start 1.5 hour more than now. So we got half an hour for photograph session and cleaning up and all those things. So I think not a problem. But tell the bus driver to come at about 10, be early better. Yeah, Kingbe. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, thank you so much. So correct. Thank you. That's why sometimes you look at that one, 10:30 p.m. only, lunch and quick packing. It's a.m. Thank you so much for pointing out the mistake. Very good. Sadhu. Anything else? If no more, then I will tell you the other things. The chanting book. Everybody has this, isn't it? Anybody don't have? I got extra copy here. Anybody don't have? Come. Yes, can. Better the day before we go, Okay. Anybody need this chanting book? Those who don't have, come, that girl, come. You take a few more. How many you need? Five, yeah. I give you six. Sadhu. Yes, the lighting. You have to off your light at 10 o'clock. You want to discuss anything or what, you better go somewhere quiet and set up within the temple vicinity. You can still walk down and go to the gate outside. Just before the outside gate there. But not too loud on the set up. You're supposed to be on a retreat. So if you have very good experience too, you really want to discuss, you discuss it quietly somewhere. So that you don't disturb others, because dormitory, especially ladies, quite a number of you all be together. So if you have one group here start to talk, some of them may find it difficult to sleep. So you need to be sensitive. So you want to discuss, go down, there are benches down there. Then you just sit and discuss. There are many places where you can discuss, but speak softly, gently. If you can, I will advise you not to talk. Just maintain noble silence, then use your hand sign. Especially after you settle down. After you settle down, noble silence is very important. You have to stretch that one out. In fact, you can wait till after the closing ceremony. You got a lot of time to share. And whatever you want to recall, you write down in a note form. Then you have your own time, actually. You can go back to your room or whatever. You can make whatever important notes that you want to. So all this is meant to help you so that you can optimize the condition there. Anybody else still want this chanting book? You only need to bring the chanting book and the Heart Sutta. The rest is optional. Huh? The rest, you will have to bring. Yeah. No, that one chop one. Chop one don't take. Chop one have to return. Huh? You take the one without the chop one. Huh? The one chop my Kayanamitta, they are for our Tuesday class chanting. Huh? So that copy you have to return. Huh? So if you don't have, you can collect from me. Huh? Okay. That day, who was the one who asked me the Ananda Giri one? Who? Who was the one who asked for this chanting? Ah, Aliana. Yeah, if you have this book, Ananda Giri, yeah, you should bring. Yeah? You should bring. Then the clan group, 3 person asked it. Who was the one who asked? Yeah. I will give you 3. Yeah, the last retreat, you have them. Yeah, I give her 3 already. Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, yeah. No, you all can share. You don't need this book. I only read for the reflection. Not necessary everybody must have this. This one, anyway. Yeah, the 8 precepts are here. The 8 precepts are here. That's why those who chant the 8 precepts, you better bring this book or you bring the handbook, this handbook. Yeah. It will be good to photostat the 8 precepts. Huh? Just the 8 precepts patient. Then that day, or you have this handbook, you bring along. The 8 precepts is inside here. Photostat about 50 copies better. Huh? The 8 precepts. Yeah, you photostat 50 copies. Yes. Yeah. Like we found out last year, the nuns and some of the monks, they are staying on the first floor, same floor as us. So you have to be very sensitive. Keep quiet after 9:30 if you can. Because there were certain days where they were too enthusiastic. You know, Kayanamitta, they discuss until middle of the night, some until morning, because they got so much to share. But not knowing that at night, whatever noise you make, it can be very, very loud. So they are not used to it. So we heard some feedback. You shouldn't do that. Huh? So we need to respect our sort of the temple's culture or the temple's way. Yeah? So we are in another place, other people's premise. So we need to follow their rules, their culture, so that we understand. Okay. Now, you got any more question? No more question. So now I can give you this book. You can pass it around. Knowing and Seeing Sabha Sabha Sutta and the seminar paper. If you want to take for your Dharma friend, you can. Just pass it around. These are very, very useful Dharma book. Especially the one on the seminar paper and the Sabha Sabha Sutta. They are very useful. It has a lot of important Dhamma there. Yes.
Go to Daiso, we can buy the one empty with no water, then go out.
Yeah. But you buy the solid one better. Because this one is made of metal. So it's better. Your muscle need to be exercised. Enough or not? Not enough, I still got some more. Take. You can take. Take for Brother Gan. Take for Brother Gan, Danny, they all. Take for them. Danny, take for them. This one you can take more, because this one we printed quite a lot. We printed 500 copies. Then that one we printed 1,000 copies. You can take for them, the clan group, because unless they come for Thursday class, then they can also collect. You can take more. Take. No, yes, take. That side still got, Joyce, you can still take from there, that packet, standing up one. If you want to understand life, to develop the wisdom that the Buddha has taught, you have to read this seminar paper. It's very comprehensive, and it gives you a very detailed understanding of what life is all about. In fact, all the essential understanding I already mentioned in this particular paper, because at that time I was contemplating how can I send the message to the Buddhist community, and the best channel is this seminar. So I actually reflected on it. Then I came out with this paper, which turned out to be so beautiful. It's actually about my life experience, what I went through, and what I had developed through my own cultivation and understanding. Then I was able to actually explain very clearly the full message of Lord Buddha. And it is so related to life, that when you understand his teaching, it's like you understand the whole secret of life, and it can make so much difference to your life. Then I even talk about the benefits of meditation, benefits of developing this understanding. Then how, without the spiritual understanding, mundane success alone, you can be even very successful in your life, career, financially, what they call materialistically, but you still have a problem with life, because you don't have the Dhamma, you don't have the spiritual understanding. So materialistic success alone does not ensure happy life, perfect and good life. You need to complement it with the spiritual understanding. Without spiritual understanding, the First Noble Truth reality can still torment you, can still make you miserable, despite your wealth, your success, your political title, powers, and all those things. Because these are worldly. They cannot actually provide solution when you encounter the First Noble Truth reality. Because First Noble Truth reality needs wisdom to understand, to actually overcome. So you read through, there are many, many things within. It even teaches you how to live life, how to contemplate and reflect on the reality of life and existence, how you can translate life into existence, and existence which is time related. Then the three periods of time, past, present, and future, which is the reality. Then when you know the present moment is the only reality, then you should reflect and contemplate, what are you doing within the moment? Moment to moment passes by, life passes by, what are you doing? You have to reflect, contemplate, and investigate. When you understand what you are doing, then you understand what living beings are doing. Then you realize they are so heedless. Most of them, almost all of them, 99.99%, they are too busy thinking, planning, and worrying about life. So much so they never leave, because they cannot be with the moment, in silent inner awareness, to experience all of the beauty and wonders of life. They cannot stay with the moment in silent awareness, just to be aware, just to be with the moment, to experience all the great beauty and great pristine beauty of nature. So all these are all inside that seminar paper. Yeah. So you will find it very useful when you read them. Then when you understand them, there is so much joy. Then you will determine not to be heedless anymore. And you will determine that you want to make a difference to your life. That's why you will go all out to cultivate the Buddha Dhamma. Then to develop the cultivation, you must look at the Heart Sutta, short notes, and this book, Knowing and Seeing. This Sabbasava Sutta actually is an expansion of the teaching of the Buddha to deal with specific defilements, how you should reflect, contemplate, then develop the wisdom through endurance, through restraint, through avoidance, through abandonment and all those things, then through development. So all these are clearly explained here. Then the other book that is going to come out later, after the retreat, is the talk on emptiness that I delivered in Klangto. I have more or less completed about 70% to 80% of the editing. Once I finish, hopefully before we go for the retreat, then I will send out for spelling check, the Pali font check, and somebody who can help to actually improve the language. Then after that, we come back, we will finalize it. Then hopefully before end of April, we can get it up, because I will be away for almost a month in May. I'm going for a Mediterranean cruise early May until end of May. I will only be back on the 23rd of May. So this period, I will not be around. The class will be cancelled. So you make use of this time to read up all this transcript and all these notes, and then determine to cultivate on your own sincerely. You want to have your normal class without me, you can go, because now the Thursday class, the Rupang is fully charged. The energy is already there. You can start your puja without me and you see the difference. No problem. You can go and try. Get Suihan and Mifong. Oh, they also go on cruise, I say. Yeah, then you need to wait for us to come back. Now I recall, Suihan, Mifong going with us. Sam and wife also, three families. So you have to wait. Maybe you want that place for meditation. You have to borrow from him the key. Somebody reliable must help to keep the key. Okay, any more questions? Otherwise, yes. Can you go ahead.
Because I'm in charge of beverages and cleaning up and all that, the beverages that we provide for the 8 preceptors, or when you have your tea time, or for the 5 preceptors, is only going to be just simple coffee and tea. So if you want something of your own preference, please bring it along with you. Anne has said that she would dana the ginger. She makes very lovely ginger for everyone, because especially those on 8 precept, you have a lot of wind in the stomach. And she will provide some of this her special ginger for you guys. So on that, and also for the 8 preceptor, cheese and dark chocolate is allowed. So if you want to bring any cheese or dark chocolates, you can bring it for your own consumption. If there is anyone who done any other beverages, which I won't know now until later, then it will be placed on the beverage table. But the beverage will be only put up near the meditation hall only after 7 o'clock in the evening. So the morning and the afternoon, when you want to make some tea or coffee, you have to go downstairs to the kitchen area to make it, so that you won't make too much of a noise near the shrine hall where most of them are doing the meditation. Clear? Okay, thank you.
Okay, before I forget, we should thank all the organizing committee and others who help out to prepare for this retreat by saying the usual sadhu three times. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Because they have volunteered through their own kindness and goodness to actually help to organize this retreat. And without them, I think it will not be easy. And every Kayanamitas who had played their role, you should rejoice too, because these are very wholesome activities. Okay, any more questions before we do the closing puja? It's up to you, sleeping bag if you find it suitable, because at night if it's raining it can be quite cold. It can drop to about 14 degrees. So warm clothing is very important. You can bring your long john, it will make you very comfortable. Otherwise you must have your whatever warm clothing. Then the blanket, if it's only one, they are fur type, the ancient style, like China one. Last time my mother used to give it to us to use. It's a typical Mayana blanket. If you only got one, it's not warm enough, unless you got what they call long john or warm clothing within. So for those who are very cold, you need more blanket. You can request to the committee member who will talk to them to get you some more blanket. Otherwise, if there is extra bed where the blankets are there, you borrow, remember to put it back. But if you have sufficient warm clothing, one of their blanket is enough. Enough, more than enough. Yes. Mattress got. Mattress, but they even have bed sheet. But you need to actually fold them up properly so that they know it need to be clean. So they will wash it for us. All these are provided. And if you find that, like Joyce mentioned, if you are not comfortable with their blanket, you want your own, you bring your own. It's up to you.
The morning session, the meditation can be very, very cold, because I just checked the temperature, it can be 16 or 17 if you get it at 5:30 in the morning. Last year, I went up to check the place, it was 10. So it can be very, very cold. So what you do is that you can bring some small blankets or scarf or whatever, but I think a blanket would be better. And some of you that have been there, I think you can buy a pancho or something that with a hole and you can just put on through it. But it can be very, very cold. Be prepared.
Thank you, sir. Yes, pastors before.
Personally, I'm bringing my sleeping bag because I'm always scared of cold. And find my sleeping bag so useful because I can zip it up when it's cold. And if it is not that cold, I'd use it as a blanket. So I'm going to bring my sleeping bag, even though there's mattress, there's bed sheet.
That's good advice. You can have your sleeping bag better. You just zip it up.
Actually, in IKEA, you can get those soft, nice blanket for about 15 ringgit thereabout. White one.
Oh, I think that one is like the aeroplane one. The aeroplane one. Very warm
flea,
one.
Flea
very
blanket.
Warm.
And very light. IKEA. So if somebody wants to go, maybe you can just collect. And
yeah, you can just wrap it around you. Morning can be quite cold, chilly.
No, it's thin enough to be able to keep.
Okay, the other thing about... yes, Amy.
This question I want to ask from Sister Joyce Even before Go Cameron's, I already have a list of things to order, like strawberry jam, strawberry. Can we order now or up there? Up there. Okay, thanks.
So this is, I think, about all that we need to brief you on the retreat. So hopefully you all can make full use of all this information to help you prepare for the retreat. Read through the program, the objective, they are very useful. Once you understand the objective clearly, you will progress in the retreat very fast. If you are not clear, you can ask on that day. Then determine to be mindful from the day you wake up that morning. Then until the whole retreat, develop that heedfulness. You will see the big difference in you. Then when you go for a retreat, always remember, you are there to cultivate. You are not there to torture yourself. You know what is torture yourself or not? Means without understanding, go and endure the pain and all those things unnecessarily. When you understand, you endure it, it's okay. But when you don't understand, you dare not move, you dare not release the gas and all things. What for? Why are you torturing yourself? You find it not peaceful when you are sitting or doing all those form of meditation. Means you are not suitable at that time. So what you do is, you just go for a walk. Understand? A very relaxed walk. And you realize when you come out there and go for a relaxed walk, you feel so much better. But your habitual tendency come back. That is where the bad habitual tendency will actually make you heedless again. But if you just relax and walk mindfully, then it will settle down. Then you just go and walk. Do the walking. Or just do the bowing. Your meditation is not about becoming another statue, understand? We have enough statue there already. We don't want to have another one. It's not to blank your mind and just sit and sit and sit. And it's not the number of hours that you sit that makes the difference in the quality of your meditation. It's the understanding of it and how to develop the wisdom of it. If sitting can make you enlightened, the frog will all be enlightened. They sit so much throughout the day. But sitting without understanding is of no point. But there are some who has the condition to sit, then you should sit. If you sit and feel comfortable and can settle down and relax, that is a very good posture to be in. But if you sit and then you find yourself with so much problem and pain, especially old people, you better sit on a stool or lean against the wall. The problem with the long bench at the side is when you go up there, it creates a lot of sound. But it's okay if you really, really need to rest. Otherwise, you can, I suggest, go to just the hall. Meditation hall is very big. We only occupy the center. There are two left and right. Still a lot of space. You can go to that place to do your lying down meditation or to do your walking meditation. Then you want to do the bowing, you come in front. Then you can from any direction face the Buddha. Then you just bow. Bowing is very good. Because bowing, if you do it mindfully, it trains your mind beautifully. Then as you bow until the body and mind as one, you will know. The form and mind will know. The form and mind will actually become different. But after that, you stop. Everything is like slow motion stop. Then when you move and turn, every movement is like magnified. Then as you arise, all the activity, body and mind as one, for the first time you will see your mind and your whole body moving. It's like you and that thing is one. The mind is inside there. Now that is mindfulness. Then without thought on, then the awareness is with that phenomena, specific phenomena. Specific phenomenal awareness means the mind and the body move as one. Then when you come out also it's as one. Then you realize, how come like that? Because your mind already silent. That's why you can be with the moment. You can be with every phenomena. Whether physical,
Then later on, the mental, the movement, every part of it, specific phenomena, the awareness, means not only of the kaya, you move to the feeling, the citta, the phenomena, the mental activity. That's why you got physical phenomena, then mental phenomena. Then when you perceive the external phenomena world, you got nature's phenomena. That's why the moving car, the flow of nature, all of the movement within nature, the vibration within nature, all of the energy within nature, all of nature's vibration, the what they call insect sound, yeah? Insect vibration, the distant vibration, all this you can feel them. Then the whole of nature, you can feel them. Then the weather condition, the non-human or whatever, you are very sensitive. Then your mind can just develop the silent, spacious awareness to be aware of all the oneness, the whole of nature. Then you just silent, silent. Even when you are sleeping, it's so beautiful. Yeah. That's why when your mind is silent, when it has the ability to touch that true mind, that nature, then when it's with that, it is very different. For those who can develop it, I rejoice. Then your retreat become very different. Then you can go through cessation. Many of you can awaken on those 9 days, I tell you. Yeah, have faith. Yeah. I believe this year is going to be very different. If you really do it properly, yeah, appropriately, with the faith, sadha and virya, then everything will happen. Yeah. Because the consciousness is now very strong, very appropriate. Then the kayanamita will move because the kayanamita fund is supporting. The wholesomeness is very powerful, especially after kayanamita fund donate for all this type of printing. This type of dhamma is going to be around for very long, and it will spread. I tell you, many people will come to appreciate. And all this is going to be like a new era of understanding coming forward. Yeah. Then when people develop this type of understanding, the world can be different. More and more people will start to understand that it's just nature's law, nothing else. No more a religion, no more a belief system. It's just understanding like scientists accept these are spiritual laws. These are not scientific laws. And they are so clear, so easy to understand. You don't need to have a mystical mind or spiritual mind to understand. You only need to have an open mind to investigate and develop the understanding. Okay? So I hope the message is clear. Huh? Shall we rejoice? Huh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, I better end. Huh? We better do the sharing of merits, transform merits. Then we will end. Okay, compose your mind. Recall to mind all the wholesomeness and rejoice. Then we will invoke the closing puja. Sharing of merits with the devas. Akasata cha bumata devanaga mahindika Punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakantu loka sasana itta watta caam ehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo. Devo asatu kalena sasu sambati hetu ca. Vito bhavatu loko ca. Raja bhavatu dhammiko. Imina punyang kamina. Mami bala samagamo, satang samagamo hotu, yawa nivana patiya, sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu. Okay, pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Guanyin Bodhisattva, and Pussy and Pusa and all the worthy ones. We will chant the Mahayana. Then after that, only we pay respect. Namo Bunsu Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Bunsu Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Bunsu Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Guanyin Pusa. Namo Guanyin Pusa. Namo Guanyin Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Pusien Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Okay, we pay respect mindfully. Yeah, I understand there's some refreshment at the back. If you want, you can go and have some refreshment.